weekend excursion. A man approaches me on the boardwalk. He smiles and says,
"Hey, remember me? I'm your cousin."
I don't recognize this person. I warily take his hand, give the shake only one pump before letting go.
"Beautiful day today, huh?"
he says, snorting in a lung full of briny air. "It's fine, I guess." I watch him out of the corner of my eye. There's a minute of silence before he says,
"Say, there's this ancient city that I'd like to see. I read about it in the paper. It's like a historic site. It's only a half an hour from here, and it just opens today. You want to go?"
"Not really."
Come on. It'll be fun."
"No thanks."
"Come on. I insist. I'll pay."
He snags my upper arm. The grip is tight. So is his smile. We drive away from the coast in his dented blue Festiva. I continue to watch him from the corner of my eye. He whistles atonally for the first 5 minutes, which spurs me to make conversation. Anything but that damn whistling. I say, "My mother has 2 sisters and a brother. And my dad has a brother. Whose son are you?" He waves his hand dismissively.
"Oh yeah, one of them."
I sit back in my seat and say nothing for the rest of the trip. We arrive at the historical site and enter through the turnstiles under the grand opening banner. My cousin fumbles with his pockets.
"Oh shit, I forgot my wallet. Hey, can I pay you back?"
I slam the $40 admission fee down on the ticket booth. My cousin takes a visitor brochure from a display, and we walk out into a vast, sandy expanse. Cyclopean stone structures spread out on enormous bases and stab into the cloudless blue sky. My cousin reads the brochure as we walk among the edifices, occasionally filling me in on his new nuggets of information.
"Now, it says here that this city was located on Mars."
"The planet Mars?"
"Yeah, that one. It says it was discovered by the first privately funded expedition to the Red Planet. It was transferred back here to Earth, brick by brick, and meticulously reconstructed over a period of 20 years, and at the expense in excess of $36 billion. It appears here just as it did on his home world."
Every time my cousin reads something from the brochure, he touches me on the spot on my arm where he'd grabbed me on the boardwalk. Each time he makes contact, I feel more and more peculiar.
"It says here that they call the place Cydonia, but no one knows what it's really called. No one has successfully deciphered the ideogrammatic glyphs on the pyramids."
He touches my arm. I begin to pour sweat. We walk into the shadow of a hexagonal pyramid. As far as I can tell, we're the only visitors here today. I haven't seen a single person aside from my cousin and me. My sweating is becoming a problem as I've soaked through my shirt. Though the air in the shade is still hot, a chill overcomes me. My cousin touches me and says,
"Says here that NASA still denies this city's existence."
My stomach begins to twist in knots. I say,
"Oh, good God."
The word God trails out ragged and sounds like. His fingers dance over my bruised biceps.
"Says here that they are unable to determine how old the city is because none of the dating methods have been conclusive. But they give it a wild guess of between 50 million and a half a million years. Talk about hedging your bets."
His fingers touch my arm again. I vomit into the sand. My shoes are now wet.
It says here that the foundation stones for this pyramid weigh over 60 tons apiece. What do you think of that?
I managed to squeak.
I think I'm dying.
My cousin flips over the last page of the visitor brochure, scans the text, and says...
Okay, right here it says, some people experience severe physical side effects on their first visit to the ancient city.
I want to die now. I crumple to the ground, gripping my roiling gut. I have no more perspiration to sweat out. I shake uncontrollably. My teeth chatter. I want to talk, but all I can do is moan. He continues to read the text.
These feelings of distress can be reversed by descending into the center of the hexagonal monument, designated on the map as Pyramid C.
The side of my face is now pressed in a searing grit as I watch my cousin walk around the side of the pyramid. He stops just before he disappears around the corner and yells back,
"Hey, the entrance is right here!"
I watch him run back to me. He grips my arm, the same place he snagged it on the boardwalk, and I heave yellow mucus down the side of my face. He says,
"It looks real dark in there, man. You can go in alone."
My cousin drags my limp carcass through the sand. I see the dark, rectangular aperture in the face of the edifice. He hoists me to my knees.
"You're better than me. There you go, cuz,"
he says. Then he shoves me forward into the blackness. It's cool and quiet in the shaft, and I crawl along the narrow pathway. It's all hard stone and gritty sand. I can feel the downward angle. A breeze wafts up from deep in the shaft. I crawl for what seems forever until I decide I can finally find my feet. The nausea is waning and the fever chill abating. I stumble on weak legs down farther into the bowels of the ancient city. Far away down the shaft, I see a faint green glow. There's only the noise of the breeze and my heart pounding in my ears. The wind grows stronger as the green luminescence grows brighter. Something about the light bothers me. It's like it's alive. I can feel sadness and loneliness emanating from it the closer I approach. Now the shaft is filled with the green light. The wind is so strong I can barely struggle against it. A high-pitched scream fills the narrow shaft suddenly and everything fades to black. I slump to my knees again. I pass out. I come to in a bed in an unfamiliar room. My cousin smiles down at me.
"Oh, wow. You were out for 2 hours. I was worried about you."
His face, hovering over mine, causes my gorge to rise. I sit up in bed.
"What the hell happened to me?"
My cousin looks up at the ceiling with an innocent look, tapping his fingers on his knee.
"I have no idea."
There's a silence between us as I shake my head in disbelief. He finally looks me in the eye, leans forward on his hands that straddle me on the bed. Our faces are inches apart when he says,
"All right, I'm going to level with you. You were actually out for 2 days, and I'm not your cousin."
Weekend Excursion was written by and adapted for MuseumCast by N. Pendleton.